Adrian, Jared talked a little bit about how schedule isn't an excuse, you know, whether today's your Wednesday, even though it's Thursday, and, you know, London turned out to be a good thing for you. Is it a moment now to focus, and it's Monday Night Football, and it is a little different, even though it's the same, it's just a bigger stage?
Yeah, you know, schedules are going to change, you know, it happened with Monday Night games and Thursday Night games, but you just got to be able to adjust and do the things necessary to accomplish that goal, you know, and that's the preparation leading up to Monday. So, you know, I feel like God's going to, you know, do what they have to do and be ready to play Monday night.
What do you like about Monday Night Football? It is a little different.
Just, you know, the stage. You know, you always enjoy the Monday night games. I know I do when I'm at home relaxing. And, you know everyone is watching.
Adrian, how can you help Josh get ready? He's had a pretty short time here to get to know the offense, get to know everyone. How can you make his job as easy as possible to take over now?
Just make sure I'm crossing my T's and dotting my I's, and I'm out there, I'm prepared. And I'm not making things hard on him, you know, for one. And, you know, if there's different things that, you know, I see, or, you know, if he slip up on a call and calls wrong right or something like that, you know, and I realize that or notice it, you know, I'll, you know, try to say something. Just being supportive and knowing, you know, letting him know that, you know, I got his back. And, you know, we're rolling with him.
What have you thought of just impressions of him so far, just getting to know him a little bit since he's been here?
He seemed like a good guy. You know, he's cool, got his head on straight, and, you know, hard worker. You know, he stays in that film room watching film, you know, trying to catch up and, you know, get himself ready to play this game and, you know, be our starting quarterback. You know, so that's been impressive.
How can he help you do what you do?
You know, go out there and, you know, and help this offense be productive in the pass game, you know, and, you know, just help us become more balanced as offense.
You see his strength, the deep ball, is that something that you
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's something I welcome a lot, and I know those receivers, you know, they like that as well. But, you know, it's a lot that I think he might be able to bring, you know, to our team that's going to help us.
So much has been made about the playbook and how difficult it is, and it takes quarterbacks a while to get used to it. How much of that now is we just play football? Because obviously he hasn't had the chance to know it as well as the other guys.
Yeah, you know. Excuse me. You know, I know that Coach Bill Musgrave is going to do a good job of, you know, putting us in a situation, putting him in a situation where we can be successful. And like I said, he's been doing his part as far as studying film, staying in, and talking to the coaches, and, you know, Matt and Kristen as well. You know, so he can be able to go out there and not think and play ball.
Adrian, when did you miss practice yesterday?
Say it again?
When did you miss practice yesterday?
Attended my son's funeral. I attended my son's funeral.
In South Dakota?
South Dakota.
Adrian, this has certainly been a great football game for you. How are you holding up for
this? I'm standing strong, man. I am. You know, my main focus has been on, you know, just my son and, you know, his mother and, you know, and their family down there in Sioux Falls. And, you know, just trying to wrap my head around things and, you know, try to stay focused and play ball as well. You know, so, you know, things have been tough, but, you know, I can handle a lot. And, you know, and like I said the other week, I'm built for anything that comes my way. You know, so, you know, this right here will pass.
Is it a difficult day for you yesterday just to go through that?
Yeah. It was a difficult day. You know, just taking the circumstance, the whole situation, you know, the child was buried, you know, and that's difficult for anyone.
Has it been hard to see your name kind of thrown about in tabloid kind of stuff, or what's that?
Not at all. You know, people are going to speculate. People are going to say this and that. And, you know, I can't let that bother me. You know, I've been too focused on trying to mourn and, you know, be there for his mother and, you know, take in the loss of my son. I haven't been able to focus on anything else outside of that.
Do you think you'll have to miss any more time with the team to deal with anything police-related at all?
Police-related? No, I don't think so. You know, I have the contacts that I need to be able to stay in, you know, involved as far as investigation. And so no.
One of the stories last that's couple out guys. There, Adrian, is that you were not aware of the boy until 7 months ago. You were planning to go see him, and then this horrible thing. Is that accurate?
Yeah, you know, it's an unfortunate situation, and you know, I can speak on it. But yeah, you know, I found out recently that. You know, this was my son, and like 2 months ago, and I was planning on seeing him, and, you know, I had talked with his mom, and we, you know, got some things together as far as, you know, financially helping her, and unfortunately, you know, this situation took place, and it's devastating, you know, a lot of people won't ever understand the situation that I'm in. And see it, you know, the way that I see, the way I'm seeing the situation. And, you know, that it's tough, but, you know, I'm able to deal with that, you know, you know, got a good supporting cast around me that's been supporting me as well during this tough time.
Can it affect your play?
Have your teammates in the organization helped you through this?
Oh, they've been great, man. Organization, you know, teammates, they've been supporting me as well. And, you know, just I can't tell you how many calls I've gotten and texts, you know, from, you know, the guys up top in the organization and players just making sure that, you know, that I'm okay and I'm doing well.
Adrian, do you think this will affect your play at all?
Say
again? This stuff will affect your play, do you think?
Will it affect my play?
Yeah.
You know, when trials come in life, you know, you can do two things. You can let it beat you up and hold you down, or you can find good from it and, you know, become stronger. And that's the way I've always approached, you know, tragic situations or adversity in my life, you know. So I don't see myself going downhill. I see myself improving from this.
All right. Thanks, guys.